7:36 at 7:60 WJR as we continue with fallout. There's no better way to put it, fallout, with what's happening all around us. And Lloyd Jackson, our WJR senior news analyst, takes a look at one of the areas that you may not think affects you very much, a lack of bus operators forcing SMART to cut trips and change schedules. Big story in the Detroit News about that. But it really does affect all of us when you hear some of the information that goes along with this story. Lloyd Jackson, I know you're all over it. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Paul W. Yeah, just as businesses are being affected by the COVID-19 virus, public transportation has not been spared. Now, the SMART bus service making some changes as it faces service delays due to the coronavirus. SMART is down more than 80 bus operators. This has led to cancellations and delays for around 25% of the SMART bus service daily. SMART officials say service has to be cut when a driver is unavailable. Now, SMART's Deputy General Manager Bob Kramer, he says, you know, they're kind of playing this game of a giant puzzle every morning. They're trying to get drivers slotted into as much service as they can because they know that they have a lot of people depending on them and relying on them to get them to jobs and appointments and just, you know, to live their lives. And every day they're trying to do everything they can to get as many services on the road as possible, which includes keeping its real-time arrival app updated. SMART is also asking for riders to be patient and to stay home if they're feeling sick. Now, SMART has about 80 open driver positions right now, which is only allowing them to operate about 75% of pre-pandemic service levels. Now, you throw in that spike in COVID cases with the Omicron, and you have a bus system that really has a major challenge on its hands. Now, they have a $3,500 hiring and retention bonus in place right now, Paul W., as well as a referral bonus in place, and you can get on-the-spot interviews as well. Now, riders who need more information, they can call the SMART Customer Care Department and talk with a representative. That number, 866-962-5515, or they can go online to smartbus.org.
Give me that number again, 866-962-5515. And that's if you're interested in a job.
No, that's the Customer Care Department, and you can... You know,
that's to check out the hours, make sure the buses are on time.
There you go. Because you got to make sure your buses are coming on time. I mean, it's 7 degrees outside.
Yeah, that's. I was just going to say that's especially important today.
Yes.
And it's a serious problem if you all of a sudden find yourself having to stand outside waiting for a bus with dangerously cold temperatures, which is what they are right now.
They are. And this is an issue, you know, that the coronavirus is affecting a lot of businesses. People don't really think about bus service, but, you know, you have drivers who are out. They can't, you know, they have to cancel these routes when they don't have a driver for the bus.
And we remember that early on, there were bus drivers who were getting exposed to COVID and dying. That was a real issue, a real problem. And yet these people are still coming into work, not all of them, but many, many of them, 80 open driver positions. That's a lot of available jobs. And you talked about some of the benefits, some of the bonuses they're getting to join up. Again, SMART is asking people to be patient with the operators and with each other. Call customer care at 866-962-5515. With their new extended hours, 5:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. And overall, I don't know, Lloyd, this is your beat, if you will, right in the heart of the city of Detroit. In talking to Dr. Sims, I don't think there's anything now, apparently, that's going to change people's minds. If they've decided they're not getting vaccinated, they're not getting vaccinated. And in the city of Detroit, as hard as the mayor has worked to get people vaccinated, make it easy for them, it's not working at this point. It's not happening.
No. And at this point, as you said, Paul W., I think those who are not going to be vaccinated are, you know, they're sticking to their guns and they're not going to get vaccinated. And, you know, I don't think you're going to be changing any minds. And as you said, and I was just talking to someone in the mayor's office day before yesterday, and we were just talking about, you know, the accessibility of the vaccines and testing in the city of Detroit. It's there. You know, the mayor's made it available.
They'll come to you. I mean, they will come to your door, it seems. I mean, at one point they were doing that.
No, they were. Yeah.
They would come to your door and offer these services, and people would still reject them. I don't think the mayor's ever going to say this out loud. I may be wrong, because Mike Duggan is a straight shooter, always has been. But, I mean, if we had him on the air right now, I think he'd say, you know what, Paul? I've done everything I can, Lloyd. There's nothing else I can do. I got other work to do now. Rather than keep pounding my head against a wall trying to convince people to do what science and doctors tell us is the right thing.
And Paul, you would think that you wouldn't have to say something like this, but you know, SMART is also asking for writers to be patient and stay home if they're feeling sick. You know, a lot of people they'll catch something and they'll feel like, oh, I just have a cold, and they'll, you know, get on a bus and they'll have it and they'll spread it around, and that's how these bus drivers get it. And you know, you're putting people in danger. So yeah, if you feel sick, you know, especially with Omicron, it feels like a cold. You know, make sure you don't have Omicron. You might have a cold. You might just have a cold. But
yeah,
well, make sure you don't have that.
And though the
nobody wants a cold either, though.
I mean, what the hell? The flu, the cold, the Omicron. I'm sick of it all. But you know, we got a president who says, "I'm going to make insurance companies pay for eight tests per person in your house, 8 tests a month." Well, that's fabulous that he's going to pay for something no one can find anywhere.
Yeah, it's hard to find those tests, man. I know it is.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. That's easy. I just, before I let you go, Nikolai Vidi with his hands full, he's not getting the pushback and protest that they're getting in a lot of cities when schools aren't in session, and our schools are not in session. And yet I'm not hearing the hue and cry or outcry.
No, he's not getting the pushback that they did in Chicago. I mean, Chicago is now, you know, resolved, I believe.
They did. They worked it out.
Yeah, but yeah, no, he's not getting it.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And now Michigan has shortened the quarantine isolation time guidance for K-12 schools. They've gone to the 5-day, just as it's being argued that wasn't enough. So go figure. Who can blame anyone for being confused?
It's a lot of confusion, Paul W.
And we're seeing the story from all sides at all times, and it's confusing. So, and people want to live their lives, not live the COVID life of information that keeps changing. Well, Lloyd, I appreciate your help always.
All right. Thank you, Paul W.
Lloyd Jackson, WJR Senior News Analyst here on the Paul W. Smith Show. Very cold Tuesday morning edition. Dan Lepp and Amy Lepp, we got this all worked out, and they're coming up next on WJR.